Welcome to the Anime Nano podcast number 17. Oh man, we're almost legal now. So,
barely legal.
Right. So I'm Hang. And with me today, as usual, are Hinano and JP Meyer. And they're in the same room again.
Yep.
Yeah. So, last week I guess we had a surprise hiatus. It's because it was, like, Thanksgiving and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Either that or...
Yeah, nobody thinks about animes when they're at Thanksgiving.
They think about, said animes.
They think about eating and sleeping.
Yeah, so they didn't actually get eloped, and I didn't actually chase them down Zenigata style. That's from Lupin the Third, isn't it?
Yeah.
Man. Whoever wrote that comment is old school. So, yeah.
And I'm not currently wandering around naked and peeing in the hallway.
That's good. I'm glad that we don't have a vidcast. So, hey, let's do the poll question. That's why I even came up with the poll, so we could talk about it, right? So we can make these podcasts really long. Okay, so the podcast poll for these past 2 weeks was, do you actually stop watching anime fan subs after they're licensed? So 64% said no, so they keep watching.
Which is awesome.
And then 28% said sometimes, and only 8% of the people who responded said yes, they stopped watching anime fan subs.
Oh well, so much for the honor system.
I would put sometimes because sometimes no one actually subs shows after they get licensed, so you can't watch them. Right?
It's like it gives you an excuse to drop a show that you don't care about.
Yeah. I stopped watching Basilisk after it got licensed. But then I got picked up again after I got the DVDs. Yeah.
The DVDs that you bought or the DVDs that you just were given by Funimation to review?
The latter. No, I probably wouldn't have even bought them. So, yeah. I would have just forgot about that series forever. So, yeah, we'll have to come up with a new poll.
DVDs that you buy versus DVDs that you're given. Should I assume that you still have yet to watch Sakura Taisen the movie?
Yeah, I've only watched 3 out of the 10 that I bought with my money. But they're each only $5, so I don't really like put that much value into them.
You're too busy watching the ones that you put no value into because they were free.
Yeah. Well, no, they're really valuable because it's awesome because they're free.
So, like, the best meal is the one that you steal?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not the best meal that is the one you cook yourself, because it probably tastes nasty.
What if you steal the ingredients cooking? And then cook it with the stolen ingredients?
What if you cook them with stolen ingredients and that you make with love? That'd be, like, the best one ever.
Yeah, love is a pretty strong ingredient. It's kind of salty. So, hey, let's move on to the topics, the news topics. So the die news that I declare for this week is the whole Borders thing. So what is this, like, Borders is imposing a 10-minute limit on reading manga?
I don't know if it's Borders in general, or if it's just, like, the Borders in Davis in California or whatever.
Well, I think someone else in the comments said that their Borders was doing it too. But it might have been like a 30-minute one.
I haven't been to too many Borders recently, though.
How do they know how long you're reading manga? Do they stand by the shelves and watch you?
Maybe it's the honor system.
Oh.
Maybe the dude shelving the books? I don't know. I don't have like too many Borders near me. I've mostly like Barnes & Noble, and they don't really care.
But, yeah, isn't Oz always complaining about how kids are like sitting in the aisles and...
The Barnes & Noble at Union Square that I like to go to a lot, it's like the entire like floor near the manga section is like totally like filled with people. You have to like lean over them while they're sitting down to like try to get a book.
Yeah, I don't really see anything wrong with imposing this limit because, I mean, if you want to read books for free, you can go to the library.
I don't have a problem with the kids on the floor because I'll just lean over them, get the book I want, and sit next to them and read it.
So
someone also said that like they don't have like a time limit at the Borders or Barnes & Noble or whatever near them. But instead, like, they'll just shrink wrap every book like as it comes in and put them on the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
Although I notice that doesn't necessarily work. A lot of times I've like found books that are supposed to be shrink wrapped and they're all like torn open so people can read them.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's anything wrong with having a 10-minute limit because you should be able to look into the book, like look inside the book and see, you know, what it's all about. But you shouldn't be allowed to like read the whole damn thing too, right?
In fact, every book of Kinokuniya that's new is shrink wrapped, so you can't do Tachiyomi.
What's that?
That's when you stand up and read.
Oh, I didn't know the Japanese people had a word for that.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't have bought nearly as many books from Kinokuniya as I have if the books weren't shrink-wrapped.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because it's like, well, this book is like $4. I might as well just buy it because it looks kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I bought the Negima, the first volume, because everyone said I should.
Negima's stupid.
It came shrink-wrapped.
Yeah, it's shrink-wrapped because it has like boobies.
Lolies and crotches.
Nudity. And,
what?
Well, not like nudity.
Like loli crotches.
Oh. Doesn't, like, every manga have loli crotches in it?
No.
Oh. Just the ones I read?
See, I think, like, the reason that you were, like, surprised the Negima was shrink-wrapped is because at, like, every bookstore, it's always, like, the shrink-wrap's always torn off every volume of Negima because people have been reading them.
Yeah, I didn't even know. Do they still do that for the newest volumes, too?
I think so. Huh. Like, they don't... when I was at Manga Next and was at the Del Rey panel, they said that, like, the ratings on their manga always, like, they try to keep them the same. So I would think they would just, like, keep shrink-wrapping them or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, I thought that was kind of weird. Because I've never gotten a shrink-wrapped manga before.
The Battle Royale manga.
I always get shrink-wrapped because I was by Japanese.
Huh.
Because you're like, ew, I don't want to read English.
I don't. The only reason I bought the English Chrono Crusade is because it was sold out in Japanese.
I bet you bought it very tsundere-ly, like, it's not like I want this volume.
That's exactly why I bought it. I had to read the last chapter where it had, like, Rosette reunite with Chrono.
It's just that it's only available in this format, and...
Yeah, basically.
Why are you looking at me like that, Oni-chan?
Shut up!
So, moving right along, so is that all you want to talk about with the Borders thing?
Yeah.
I think that's pretty played out.
Yeah.
If I played on, I mean, finished.
Okay. So, okay, what's this Natsuhiro Drops thing?
What is this Natsuhiro Drops thing?
It's like this Eroge, but apparently they're making like a non-hentai version of the game, and like...
Where have I seen that before?
Noiji Ito did the artwork for it, and you know, she's all popular with the Haruki and the Shannoness, and they're making like an anime out of it. I don't know what the hell it's about, though. I think it's a magical girl.
Wait, what about Haruhi the and... girl? And, Shana?
Well, the artist, Noiji Ito.
Oh, the person who drew the pictures in the light novels, then?
Yeah.
Oh.
You could never tell if you're supposed to say it like Noiji or Noizy or Noisy or whatever.
Noiji.
Is it in katakana?
It's Noiji. Like, I don't know if people say Noisy because I don't know what the hell it
is. I think that's just the way it gets, like, romanized.
There's no Z in Japan.
So is,
there isn't, like, the archaic romanization style.
Yeah.
So is the Whatchamacallit studio animating this? Which studio is it?
No idea.
Oh.
Yeah, I only heard that like the announcement that they're going to do it. I didn't know if there were any details.
Okay.
And I'm not even sure why this is a big deal unless there's like 6 blog posts about it.
Because it's kind of a slow season, I think.
Plus I wasn't sure if it's Natsuhiro or like Nanatsuhiro.
I thought it was just Natsuhiro. It's like so in Japanese that like there isn't even like Google results for in English.
It's so in Japanese.
I mean, there's like no English in it. They don't use katakana words like at all.
No, I mean like it hasn't been like mainstreamed enough.
It's so in Japanese that it's in Chinese.
It's like it's so in Japanese it uses like the pre-1945 kanji.
So, you want to go to this next topic?
Yes.
Or
I kind of wanted to make fun of you more, but...
Shut up, moving on.
Okay. Naruto fillers end.
Woo!
What's the date for this?
February 15th, 07.
So,
how long have these been running?
Actually, it'll be like 2 years next year. Jeez. Next, like, spring.
2 years of fillers?
Yes.
So, are you just going to not watch any of these fillers until February then?
I download them and I scroll through to see if it's like one of those like funny one-shot episodes. If it's like an arc, I just delete it.
You're right, you have a funny one-shot episode. Like, one about like peeing or pooping or like dick jokes. Or like boys kissing.
I stopped watching that show after the...
Unless it's like romantic.
I stopped watching episode 200. Like 200 is my last one that I actually watched fully. After that, I just scroll, delete.
The last one I saw was the one where...
Poop?
No, because it was like the big 200.
They had
the big 200, like
this
big...
Curry of Life or something like that.
Was that what that was? I can't remember.
I don't know. Yeah, I stopped watching after the Curry one. Because they put like the fucking whole turtles in there.
Was that the one where they had like Rock Lee? The last one I saw fully was where they had like Rock Lee and
he's running around while sleeping.
Something like that.
Yeah. That was dumb.
Did he like sleepwalk into some embarrassing situation that made you laugh?
And like Lee started a dojo or something. And he like was fighting Naruto.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's the last one I saw. Okay. When they had that arc about that like clay pottery making guy, that's when I stopped. Well, I'm like, I can't think of this anymore.
Okay, well, that's good news, because then Naruto will get all old and cool, right?
Yeah, he'll be 15 years old.
That's not old.
Well, it's better than, like, 12.
So what does he do after the time jump, anyway? Does he fight Sasuke or something?
Oh, is his, like, voice going to, like, break then?
They fight, like, Akatsuki and stuff, and Sasuke, and, like, Sasori, and, like, the sand people get involved.
Oh, the sand people?
You know,
like in Star Wars?
Like,
the Tusken Raiders?
They startle easily, but the Sand People will be back and in greater numbers. Ooh, that's our like obligatory Star Wars quote for the
yes!
Movie. Shut up!
What is Shut it? Up!
Are they walk in single file to hide their numbers? No, that's the Jawas, right?
No, that's the Sand People.
Oh, is it? Okay,
no,
great.
I'm talking about like Temari and Garo and Konkro. Garo
oh, because the Jawas have that Naruto giant...
Now. We're talking about like, Star Wars.
Yeah.
And yeah, the Sand People walk in single file.
To hide their numbers.
But only Stormtrooper blasts are this accurate.
That was stupid.
You only say that it's stupid because it's not in Japanese. If they had, like, Japanese Star Wars...
They have a Star Wars manga.
Like, on the message boards talking about how awesome it is.
No, it wouldn't be.
Which message boards?
Especially if it had, like, cute boys. Or, like, dick jokes.
Or, like, Han Solo and Luke Skywalker Yaoi.
If it was, like, all full of romance.
Yo, what the fuck? Is this make fun of Mahino time? Come on.
It's always that.
No, it's not. Moving on.
The last thing we have is an announcement that the Basugasu Bakuhatsu anime blog is going to have its anniversary tomorrow on December 4th.
1 year anniversary?
This is 1 year anniversary, yeah.
Oh.
So I will have been
apparently
blogging for 1 year.
Apparently over Thanksgiving, my blog had its, like, 9 month anniversary.
Yeah, so, mine has, like, 6 months.
So if you're pregnant on the day that your blog was created, then you would have your baby?
Yeah, my blog baby.
Yeah. I've come up with some kind of, like, festivities yeah.
That's
like
great.
A contest or something.
Like a contest?
Maybe. I got to bleep that out. Check the
you should bleep it out anyway, Hazu. Just so people will, like, try to guess what the contest it is.
Yeah.
That'll, like, get us, like, a million comments for the podcast.
A million. Yeah, so check out Basugasu Bakuhatsu anime blog for details on that. Okay, let's go to mailbag.
I know what you could do. You could, like, raffle off those, like, DVDs that you never watched.
Oh, the ones that... No, actually, I watched the first volume of, like, the Hi Bane Renmei and the Nia...
Hi Bane Renmei was good.
Under 7. Yeah, it's starting to get all sinister.
It's only, like, 13 episodes.
Yeah.
Not interesting.
I thought it was good.
It's only slightly, like, sleep-inducing.
It's better than Lane.
Yeah, I couldn't even. I couldn't even finish Lane.
I did a stupid.
We had to watch Lane in like one of my film classes. Like the prof assigned it for like our spring break homework. On like the day we got back to class, everyone like comes in with this like look on their face. He just like looks around the room and was like, "You guys couldn't get all the way through it, right?" And we're all like, "Yeah." He's like, "That's what I thought."
Well, why are there so many people that say it's awesome then?
It's overrated. Like,
because they're like, Bleach. They're like, oh man, I saw this awesome Japanimation. It like blew my mind.
Japanimation.
It's so not like Disney cartoons. It was all like computers.
So do you
and
think
technology and the Wired?
So do you think that no one has actually ever finished Lane, and they all just say that they have because it's
I
cool
did.
To say
I
that?
I did finish it.
Are you lying?
No, I actually did finish it, but it didn't make any sense to me. I have to rewatch it one day.
Okay. No, you can watch it with JP.
No, you won't be.
Me and JP are watching Kodomo no Omocha.
Kodomo Omocha?
Yeah, Child's Toy.
Yeah, I saw the first few episodes of that.
I found that it's one of the few things that we can watch together because whenever I recommend something, she thinks it's boring. Whenever she recommends something, it's just like 2 hours of like dick and fart jokes.
No, it's not.
I don't know if I believe but, that.
Like, all right, like her idea of let's go see a movie was let's watch date movie. Well, mine was like let's watch Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and after both movies, the other person said this was like the worst movie I've ever seen.
I didn't know Hinano was into the fart joke animes.
I'm just into like gag jokes.
Like, you read her, like, Buso ranking review for the most recent episode, it's like, this episode was awesome, because they had, like, a lot of cock jokes.
What?
Like, the whole episode in, like, the bath, like, comparing penis sizes, and, like, making funny faces at, like, after seeing the size of each person.
Is it butterfly glasses in that one?
Yes.
In that episode?
Yes, apparently he had, like, a most impressive cock.
What?
He walked around with his, like little barrel attached to his cock, and he's like, I need a smoothie.
I'm pretty glad I stopped watching Fuso Ranking after the first episode.
You know, that's like a Shonen Jump show, and like, I just can't figure out who is supposed to be watching that. Like what, like, 14-year-old boy is like, oh man, I want to see a show about, like, man's penises.
So is that's from the Kenshin guy?
Yeah.
Okay, well, the Kenshin one had that sumo guy who liked to have his ass pinched. So,
yeah, but it didn't have like a whole story arc where like Kenshin was like comparing his penis size with other people.
Oh, my tissue's gone.
So, mailbag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Leonard's. Leonard says, WTF happened to Yuichi who is not Kyon. I don't even know what that means. Oh, I know. He's referring to the weird pictures.
Oh.
Should I use that with the giant chins?
He had like a chinoplasty.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I really didn't want to watch the original fan. Because I couldn't get over the chins.
They weren't that big.
They weren't
show,
that big, but they were still...
They're pretty huge.
Distracting.
So, Green Crayon wants to know, did you ever like a certain anime because of the character's powers / abilities? I liked Read or Die because they used paper as weapons. That was awesome.
It most certainly was, and that's like half the reason I watched Read or Die.
I know I did not ever like anime because of the character's powers and abilities. I liked it because it had romantic plots and kiss scenes and stuff like that.
It's because you're not a boy, so you don't like things like superpowers and fighting and
superpowers
action.
Are pretty cool.
Yes, I do. Except the anime is about incest.
Incest so is a special power?
No, the special power was like, this girl turned into a dude at night.
So then that allowed them to have incest?
In the manga, they did it.
Like, in shape-changed form?
No, like, this is before... See, like, they did it, and then they became one. That's why at night, it turned to a dude, and then in the day, it's a girl.
I don't know if that's a special
power. That's
quite
a special power. I think I'll stick to, like, awesome special powers, like, psychic abilities. Like, being able to control the funnels in your mobile suit, because you have psychic powers.
Psychic
rather than
so lame.
Whatever, you can go, like, stick to your incest powers. You have the superpower to let you, like, do your sibling. I don't want to watch that. That's, like, the most, like, roundabout excuse for having, like, an incest erogay scene ever.
But it's not an erogay.
Whatever happened to just being, like, well, if you want to, Oni-chan.
I hate Shizukon. I hated that Shizukon that wasn't like the latest episode of Mamoru Kunimagami no Shukufuku. That was bad.
Yeah, I haven't seen any of those new shows.
It's also, I like the character's powers in Sakura Taisen, but that's only like part of the reason why, not like the whole reason why.
Alright, moving on to the next question.
Moving on to the question.
Zanarchy says, would you watch an anime if the character designs were awesome, but the story was awful?
I already do.
Yeah,
oh.
I can probably think of a few.
And Yoakimaya, but Yoakimaya has really crappy animation, so
Huh.
I
watched that Gokujo Seidokai because I like the character designs.
I used to watch anime only because I care. Like, I watched Handmaid May because I like the character designs.
But they were, like, generic.
Huh?
They were, like, generic.
No, I liked it. It was a special kind of character design.
Oh.
A special kind? Or like, special, like, retarded
or like,
special?
Or like, I watched that stupid anime called Tenshin no Shippo because I liked the animation, but I told her the story was a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
The one where he has, like, 12 pets and he kills them all.
And they became girls or whatever.
Yeah.
They're like, his dead pets were reincarnated into
yeah,
girls.
Yeah, and all of his dead pets tried to bone him.
Character designs? Read or die.
But it had a good story, didn't it?
Yes, and had awesome superpowers, and cool action, and good music.
We're talking about bad stories.
Are you talking about Read or Die the TV, or Read or Die the OVA?
OVA.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
I'm trying, I can't actually...
They called her Zapepa.
Zapepa.
Yeah.
And Mr. Gentleman. I'm having trouble thinking of any anime, though, that I watched, like, purely because of the character designs. It's like one of those things I think where I might like watch like a one or two episodes at the beginning of the season and drop it.
The first Negima had really good character designs and was pretty
awful.
Yeah,
I think they're so much better than the ones in the new one.
Negima's character designs, I just thought it was like 40 girls that all look the same.
They don't all look the same.
But they all look like chibi-fied and like weird and like warped and stuff like that in the new one.
I like the new one too.
I hate the new one.
I like both of them. But the second one is good because it's entertaining whereas the first one was good because the characters were good, but
the story
was like stupid.
The story actually flowed along, while the second one was like random crap, and I'm just so sick of it that I stopped blogging it.
I kind
of
like the random crap.
I don't. It doesn't work for me with Nagima.
So, moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sanaji Susie. She. I can't say anything today. Sanaji Susie.
Sanaji Sushi asks, what is the drama with too many blogs?
We did that last week.
Yeah, we did that. Yeah, that was like the same blog that you commented on. Or the podcast that you commented on.
Yeah.
So we'll just let you listen to
that.
That
was awfully dismissive.
Podcast.
I didn't even get to finish this like the sentence before you guys were like, we already said that.
Have any of you had the effect where you hear awesome music in an anime and it's not as good out of context, i.e. when you're just listening to it?
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes the songs go really, really well with the like opening sequence.
Yeah, and then you download the soundtrack, and you're like, this isn't really that good BGM anymore.
Like the Higurashi?
Also if you, like...
You know Higurashi Op, where there's all, like, flying flowers and girls with
yeah,
giant machetes and
after
stuff?
After a while, I kind of got tired of listening to it.
Yeah, like, it was good. Well, it was good when you're watching it, but then if you listen to it in the car or something, you're like, whatever.
It also really doesn't work if, like, you don't watch the show. Like, something like, I downloaded the Noir soundtrack because I tended to, like, the Yuki Kajiura soundtracks in, like, the shows that I've watched that she scored. But just, like, watching it on its own, I was, like, just couldn't really get into it.
Yeah, and, I don't really listen to anime ops in my car either, because that would be too nerdy, right?
I don't listen to them in my car because I don't have a driver's license.
I listen to them on my iPod.
So, making fan characters or original characters for an established canon, have you ever done so? Made one that wasn't a Sue? What's your opinion on it?
Wait, is a fan character like a character that's like a weird original character but it's in a show or?
I think it's like a fan.
You like make up your own character and like
fan fiction
in Naruto.
Oh, I never do that. I either do fan art or I just draw original.
Or you add yourself to your Naruto videos.
I was just gonna say that.
In that case, which would be yes, that was one that was a Sue.
What's a Sue again?
A Mary Sue.
What's a Mary
or
Sue?
Or a Marty
again?
Stew if it's a boy. A Mary Sue slash Marty Stew is when the like fan fiction author like inserts themselves into the storyline.
Oh.
So they can like have sex with like Spock or whatever.
And then like Spock nerve pinches them, like right
ew.
At the end. So
from what I found most like Kirk slash Spock like slash usually has something to do with either like mind melds or like when Spock goes into heat. Kirk's like, well, if I don't give him a beach, he's gonna die.
I remember that episode.
Spada.
Ew.
Ew. Yowie. And then they have, like, a tender embrace afterwards. Because they, like, respect each other as, like, individuals.
Oh, I thought Spock nerve pinched him at the end.
Okay. Enough Star Trek crap.
I bet, though, if they had... I bet if you read that, like, manga Star Trek, you'd, like, really like it because it's Japanese.
I don't like yaoi, damn it.
A lot of it's, like Korean.
Actual, like... like Star Trek manga.
No, I wouldn't.
Wait,
yes, you would, because it's in Japanese.
The one that I had on my blog.
Yeah, I actually saw it at like Barnes and Noble on Friday.
That looks so stupid.
Yeah, I thought the stories were too short. Like they tried to cram too much into one book. They could have just had like one or two stories that were like the length of one episode.
It's like they made the manga about Junichiro Koizumi.
Oh, did they make an anime about that?
Okay, moving on.
Was it like the true feelings of Junichiro?
Something like that. I never saw like a download for it anywhere though, so I never got to see it.
Okay, let's go to number 22.
You know, you should make NYU do it.
Oh my god.
I need to find it first.
Urusai wa ne.
So,
somebody bitchy.
Yeah.
Why don't we make fun of you some more?
Why else do I gotta call line?
So, Kuzubis? What the? Kuzubis says, where do you get and or download Japanese music, anime related or not?
Tokyo Toshokan.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll buy one. Like, and by every once in a while, I mean once. I bought the Round Table one from Yes Asia, but other than that, yeah, download.
I bought like the complete Evangelion like background music soundtrack and everything else. I've just downloaded.
I downloaded it.
Actually, I want to get the new Round Table one with Nino, called Nino, and it has like all these singles. I want to get that because Nino's hot.
Oh, and the one time that the Gundam Seed soundtrack came with the box. But that kind of doesn't really count.
So, Scribble says, have any of you guys ever experienced the moe sensation? I never really understood moe until I got a tingle down my spine while watching Canon 2006 and began screaming moe moe at Ayu's cuteness.
Yes, frequently.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, I got some moe feelings while watching Canon too. In 2006.
When I was watching that, I was like, so I guess this is what they describe as being moe. Also, Ichigo Mashimaro in the scene where they make, like, Matsuri dress up in, like, a cat.
Dude, Hinata, you're going out with a lolicon.
That's okay. JP gets moe for me. That's good enough.
Does he make you, like, dress up with pigtails and stuff?
No. I have, like, a natural moe.
Right.
Those cat ears looked like really stupid. I was really disappointed.
What, the Ichigo Marshmallow ones?
No.
The ones that you made Hinata wear?
Or they didn't make her wear them because it looked stupid, but they weren't like the hat, you know, like the headband kind.
Uh-huh.
They were like clip-on ones. Oh. You couldn't see them and they sucked.
Lame.
Also, they get the awesome, burning, passionate moe, like, all the time, there was something awesome, but that's not really the kind of people we're talking about here, I think.
Yeah, I think we're talking about cute moe.
Yeah.
So, Andrew...
Like, Nanoha is so moe, not Nanoha fighting people is so moe.
Oh, what about the, was it like the Earth Defense Mao-chan?
Oh, that was so bad.
Where, like, she would fight monsters, and the monsters would be all cute. That was pretty moe.
That was so stupid,
and, like,
I hate that
they'd,
joke.
Like, fall down and start crying.
That's stupid.
That's moe.
Lowly.
You have like monster moe.
Yeah.
He's a lowly moe. Kang's a lowly con.
No, I'm not. I just like cute girls.
Cute so, little girls.
Only drawn ones. So Andrew says, what are your opinions on space operas, rock operas,
awesome,
Nintendo DS opera? Yeah, we already know our opinion on space operas because we talk about Star Trek or Star Wars like almost every single time.
And like every other time I talk about like sci-fi stuff that gets me excited, like last week with the naval battles.
Yeah, the space naval battles.
Yeah, space naval battles are awesome too because like they're in space, they can have like laser guns and stuff.
And they can have the artificial gravity turn off and then they're floating around.
Yeah,
to get the systems together.
And they have to like drop the bridge down and go to like the emergency bridge because like explosions everywhere.
And then they have to separate the saucer.
Yeah, yeah.
Sasuke.
Or they have to like hide behind like an asteroid or something. And then like out of nowhere, like the bad guys show up. Oh man, like on the train right here, I was watching one of the episodes of Nadeshko, and one of those space battles came up, and I got, like, so excited. Especially because, like, the commander's lieutenant, like, had to sacrifice himself.
I like in Star Wars where they hit in the asteroid, and there was, like, a space worm in there. That's awesome. What about rock operas? Like the Styx one? Was it Styx?
Rock operas are kind of awesome, but...
Don't worry, Gato, Mr. Roboto. It's like...
an opera, but rock.
Like Bohemian Rhapsody is a rock opera. Because it's like rock, and then it has like this huge underlying story to it.
Like the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Oh, I like those.
Although rock operas aren't as good as rockumentaries.
Like Spinal Tap?
Spinal Tap is awesome. Like, somebody here doesn't like it.
I like it. Do you like it, JP?
I like it. So there's only one other person left here who can't like it. What about Nintendo? Even though it has like a scene where a guy like smuggles like a cucumber through his like a metal detector.
What about Nintendo DS Opera? I haven't tried it.
I haven't either. I don't have a DS though.
Well, I have a PSP and it has a web browser in it. And I have a PDA that has a web browser and it has Opera on it actually. And I have a laptop that has a web browser on it.
But I use Opera on my laptop, so and the Nintendo DS is awesome. So I'll assume that Nintendo DS Opera is awesome.
Okay. Agreed. What about Hinano?
I've never used it, so I don't know.
That's because girls are bad at video games.
Shut up.
And technology. And man.
This is the person who's like downloading Ragnarok online while we're doing this.
I'm installing it. It's updating the patch client.
Does it have sprites? It's not 3D, is it?
Ragnarok?
Yeah.
It has, well, the background stuff is 3D, but, like, the sprites, they have, like, a three-dimensional view, like, you're not gonna just see, like, Mario style or anything, but they're still, like, kind of two-dimensional.
It's like an isometric view.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to try playing Yogurting, which is actually 3D, but I couldn't find an English guide for it.
I played, what was it called?
Yogurting sounds like the kind of thing you'd, like, see in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh, MapleStory. I tried MapleStory.
MapleStory was so bad.
It's kind of, yeah.
I hate that game. First of all, it's full, like, the only people that play on it are, like, KSers, because they're, like, 10 years old.
What's KSer?
I saw them playing it at the local library. And, like, it's just, like, shitty graphics. And it gave me, like, a wrist strain.
What's KSer?
KSer, like, kill steal.
Oh. You can... Oh, yeah. I stole some people's stuff.
According to Urban Dictionary, yogurting is buying lots of cheap yogurts and running through an estate, hurling them at windows, houses, and cars.
Jeez.
For best effects, slightly open the top, lob it, and run like hell. Matt bought the yogurts, and everyone carried out the yogurting.
Was that an example sentence? Joe Iglesias says, did I miss something? Why'd you guys go on hiatus this week? We already answered that, Joe. Come on.
But, speaking of going on hiatus... We're probably going to have to go on hiatus a bunch of times more this month because of all the holidays and how both me and Hank have our finals and our applications.
And graduations. I have graduations, too.
Ooh, yeah. My graduations, I don't think, till like, January. And I'm not even sure if that's, like, real graduation. Like, or if I have, like, or if that's just, like, when your degree would be offered graduation.
Oh.
I got mine in the mail.
Mine's happening on the 15th. And then, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. So I don't know if we'll have a podcast.
You know what else comes out on the 15th?
No.
The Haruhi porno.
Well, you know what to get me for my graduation gift then.
Yeah, that'll like, give me finally something new to blog about, like downloading that and watching it.
Yeah, we'll watch it together. Make fun of it together.
Fap.
I find that concept very uncomfortable.
Why?
If it's by the people that made Faith Stay Night, like... I felt so dirty while downloading it, and then, like, when I started watching it, I was like, this isn't, like, these people aren't hot. It's like, I don't want to see these people naked. Like, immediately deleted it and, like hid in the corner and, like, put my head under a blanket so nobody could see me.
How come Japanese porn stars are always ugly?
It's because all the hot ones are, like, actual personalities, right? Like
it's because you're racist.
You're so stupid.
I thought Hinano had yellow fever.
No, that kind of died out a while ago.
Oh, too bad. I support yellow fever as an Asian male. I said I support yellow fever.
Yeah, that kind of died out when I started going out, JP.
So does that mean you think all Asian people are ugly, including porn stars?
No.
She thinks that you're like subhuman rat people.
No, I Dang. Don't. No, I don't. I still watch some Japanese dramas. Sometimes.
Yeah, what happened to your love of bees?
I still like bees. I just don't really like Nabakoshi that much because he's like 42.
Wait, the insect or the band? I was talking about the insect.
The band?
I love bees like the weird alternate reality game that was actually like an elaborate ad for Halo.
So, I guess that's it for today, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we ran out of mailbag questions and topics. All right, well, thanks for listening.
And hopefully we'll be back with a vengeance in the new year.
In the new year.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, peace out.